This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a very exciting podcast today because we're going to talk to you today about a new PBS special and a new book. The book is The Brain Warrior's Way with the accompaniment of The Brain Warrior's Way Cookbook. And there's a PBS special, Brain Fit, 50 Ways to Grow Your Brain. My guest today, one of our favorite guests, he's spoken to us several times in the past on Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Daniel Amen. He's well known to you because he's appeared on PBS before and he's written some wonderful books. He's a 10-time New York Times bestselling author, double board certified psychiatrist. He also is the developer of the Amen Clinics, and they have one of the highest published success rates for patients. He's appeared all over in the media, so he's familiar to you. Also today with us is Tana Amen. She's an RN and vice president of Amen Clinics, author herself of 6 books. And together, they bring to you The Brain Warrior's Way and the new PBS special. So welcome. Thanks very much for appearing with us today on Intelligent Medicine.
Thank you so much.
Well, tell us, first of all, why are you using this imagery? Why are we in a war about our health? What's the urgency?
Everywhere we go. I mean, it's just so clear in my mind, and Tana, our mind, that you're in a war for the health of your brain. 2/3 of us are overweight. 1/3 of us are obese. I've published 2 studies that say as your weight goes up, the size and function of your brain goes down. 50% of us are diabetic or pre-diabetic. Alzheimer's is expected to triple in the next 35 years. There is no cure. Recent, amyloid reduction plan medicine failed yet again. Depression has gone up 400%. 23% of women are taking antidepressant medication. These are the consequences of our bad habits. Everywhere you go, someone's trying to shove bad food down your throat that will kill you early, not to mention addict you to a gadget or pour toxic news into your head. And the Brain Warrior's way is to let's just tell ourselves the truth. It's a war. And if you're not armed and prepared, you're going to end up as a statistic. And way too many people can't focus, have brain fog, or in chronic pain. And we believe, and it's our experience working with patients, that if you are armed, prepared, and aware, you can win this war. That we don't want people to see these as all separate disorders with their own treatments, but rather different expressions of the same unhealthy lifestyle that have exactly the same cure. And that's the path.
And if I could add one thing, the numbers that Daniel just read, unfortunately, some of us, like me, it's not just a statistic. Like, I've been sick most of my younger life, and I had cancer 3 times. For some of us, we're already in that war. We've been in that war. We know it's a war. Or if you've taken care of someone who's sick, you're already in that war. So you're not just, reading about statistics. But again, you can win that war. You just have to have the right tools, the right information, and be armed and prepared.
Indeed. And again, why the focus on the brain? I mean, it could be the heart warrior's way, or the liver warrior's way, or with our emphasis on the gut, it could be the gut warrior's way. I mean, there's a lot of ways to spin this, but it's kind of like you lead from the head.
Well, I mean, it's I mean, you get healthier, you get sick with the decisions you make. So we say the war for your health is really won or lost between your ears in the moment-by-moment decisions your brain makes every day. And, you know, your brain is one of the few organs that cannot be replaced, right? We're not anywhere close to a brain transplant. Yet, we let little kids hit soccer balls with their head. I mean, we didn't even talk about the concussion epidemic, which is just nuts. And a lot of it is just made from bad decisions. Letting your kids hit soccer balls with their head, driving without your seatbelt, riding motorcycles. All those things we see at Amen Clinics that put people at risk for brain damage. And if you damage your brain, you damage your health, you damage your relationships, you damage your life.
Well, and Daniel talked about the consequences of some of our bad behaviors. You know, Alzheimer's is expected to triple and there's no cure. 50% of us have diabetes or pre-diabetes, which is just crazy. You know, heart disease is skyrocketing, and yet the answers, see, the way we see it, the reason we call it the brain warrior's way, is because what's good for your brain is good for your heart, is good for the rest of your body. But the answer to these epidemic problems is not to see them as separate disorders with different treatments, but rather as different expressions of the same unhealthy lifestyle that have one cure. So there's a lot of ways to get sick, but there's one real true path to wellness, and that's what we want to show people. So, I'm drinking my ginger water with cayenne as we speak. So.
Oh, it sounds like you got a little cayenne up the nasal passages there. It kind of makes the hair stand up on your head when you do that. So, Dr. Amen, you're famous for your brain imaging work, and you've looked at the brains of perhaps thousands and thousands of people, and they light up in different ways, in different patterns. I've seen some of the beautiful pictures of, you know, the different multicolored images. What insights have you gained from looking at the brains of different people that you're bringing forward in the Brain Warrior's Way?
Oh, so many of them. That one, your habits really do matter. When I read the first study from the University of Pittsburgh that said as your weight goes up, the size and function of your brain goes down, I'm like, oh no, and I lost 30 pounds. And I went to our group, so we have 125,000 scans on people from 111 countries. And the lessons are just so special. And one of the lessons, so we went and looked, healthy overweight, healthy weight, that the overweight people had lower frontal lobe function, judgment, focus, forethought, impulse control. Now, I don't know if it's the chicken or the egg, if the weight damaged it, or they started low and so they made more bad decisions, but it caused me to lose 30 pounds. The other thing I learned is alcohol is not a health food. Mm-hmm. We really need to stop lying to ourselves that, you know, I should be having two glasses right. of red wine a day, because it's associated with seven different forms of cancer, and alcohol lowers function in your brain, which means more bad decisions. Marijuana is not going green. I know it's legal in 26 states. I actually think it should be legal. Please don't put potheads in jail. Put them in a cage, sleep deprive them, give them bad food, and let them hang out with bad people. That's stupid. But let's stop thinking it's good for you, because it's not. Every area of the brain is lower in people who smoke pot versus people who don't smoke pot. And then, you know, Tan and I learned about, if you have high inflammation from the standard American diet, I was talking to my sister yesterday, and she's going, everybody I know has a high C-reactive protein. Well, I don't. Tana doesn't. Why? Because we make good decisions. Inflammation is the great killer. It comes from the Latin word for setting a fire. And, you know, you have high inflammation, you have set a fire in your body that destroys your organs. And what we get excited about when people do the Brain Warrior's Way, their brains actually physically look better and function better.
Well, let's look at what this consists of. The Brain Warriors Way. It's a comprehensive program. I mean, my initial impression was, this is maybe just meditation or, guided imagery. And that is a major component of this. But this is a comprehensive lifestyle strategy that you've laid out in this book and that you'll talk about in the PBS special, correct?
Absolutely. And it's around a word, mastery. We want people to develop mastery over their brains and body. So it starts with mindset. Are you a sheep? Most of America is. Or are you a sheepdog? Are you purposeful, highly trained, mission driven? So you gotta know your why or you won't do the what. And then it's assessment. You have to know what's going on with your brain because you can't change what you don't measure. It's like the only organ we don't screen routinely, even though it's the thing that makes people most unhappy. And then sustenance. Tanner wrote this beautiful new cookbook with 130 recipes. So, sweetie, talk about that.
So we want you to eat like a warrior. Just like we want you to think like a warrior, you got to eat like a warrior. And ancient warriors in almost every culture ate for one reason, and it was to win. And we need to get back to that because our food has been adulterated. You know, we've got food scientists creating food that are literally manipulating you into choosing their food over another brand. They use sexy women, jingles that you can't get out of your head decades later, aromas and, perfect meltiness, crunchiness, everything you can think of to manipulate you. And it is making our country sick. But you can break that addictive cycle. So I created 130 recipes in the new book along with strategies. You know, how to do this on a budget, how to get your kids involved, what to do over the holidays, because warriors don't take the holidays off. You can't show up on fight day and think you're going to win. You got to train every day. But there's no suffering required. They're delicious and nutritious if you know how to do it right. And that's what we want to teach you.
Well, absolutely.
And then part of the program is training. What are the daily habits? And that's where we talk about stress management, meditation. And, one of my favorite ones, I mean, there's so many nuggets that we've learned over the last 30 years, but start every day with today is going to be a great day. So just repeat that. Today is going to be a great day. Because then your mind will find out why today is going to be a great day. E is for essence, turning your pain into purpose, knowing where you've hurt, and then being purposeful about teaching other people. So what are the lessons that I've learned? So Kitana having cancer 3 times, I think this is, one of her favorite sections of the program, is taking the pain and being purposeful with it. R is responsibility. Once you know it, you have to share it. That's about creating a brain warrior tribe. Once you give it away, that's ultimately how you keep it, because you create your own support group. Y is you need to do it for a year. It takes time to rewire your brain. We're sort of done or over with the 7-day program to eternal happiness and health. It doesn't work. We need to stop lying to ourselves and go, I need to develop these habits over time. So when I fail, I don't stop. I learn from the mistakes that I make, and I get back on, continue on the program.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned, rewiring your brain, because I read of a study recently about complaining. People do a lot of complaining. I mean, this is a complaint society. I mean, you just have to go on Facebook and you'll be exposed to a lot of complaints about one thing or another, whether it be politics or whether it be, various insults that people are exposed to. But what happens is that it seems that the brain develops a complaint circuit, and the complaint circuit is a self-reinforcing circuit. So that by the time you get finished complaining, you've rewired your brain so that everything seems like a complaint. And you want to kind of break that vicious cycle, right?
Well, I mean, your thoughts wire your brain. And if you focus on what you love about your life, what you're grateful for in your life, those circuits are going to be reinforced. At the same time, we argue in the book that it's really low levels of anxiety that kill people early. We try to raise your anxiety a bit just so you'll do the right thing. In the largest longevity study ever done out of Stanford, they found that people with the lowest levels of anxiety died the earliest from accidents and preventable illnesses. Part of the Brain Warrior's way is we want to open people's eyes to the war that's in front of them. When you're on television and you see half-naked women eating cheeseburgers, somehow your subconscious mind is thinking, if you eat those burgers, she will want you. Well, one, she doesn't eat those burgers. They have spit buckets on the set. Whenever she takes a bite, she spits it out. And you know she's not going to want you if you eat those things. And so it's this misinformation that we want to open people's eyes to. It's a war. We want you armed and prepared. Because guess what? It's not just about you. Your habits turn on or off certain genes that make the next generation healthy or ill, depending on your choices.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we've focused on the issue of transgenerational transmission of certain traits that are acquired during your lifetime. If you're subject to famine or if you're subject to emotional trauma, it can actually affect your kids and your grandkids. That's an important aspect of your book, I believe.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. All right, good. We've laid the groundwork for our discussion of the Brain Warrior's Way. Today, we're with Dr. Daniel Amen and Tana Amen. Together, they're going to be bringing you a PBS special, and we'll tell you about that, and we'll drill down and provide you with some more specifics in part two of today's podcast. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.